A scientific report is being published today that many hoped would help investigators solve the anthrax case. The study tries to match anthrax spores delivered through the mail last fall with samples from laboratories, including four labeled A, B, C, and D. Unfortunately, for those interested in who sent the spores, the researchers don't reveal which labs A, B, C, and D represent. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Shortly after the attacks, researchers at the Institute for Genomic Research, known as TIGER, applied for a grant to sequence the DNA from the anthrax bacteria taken from one of the victims, a photo editor in Florida. They got the money, and a little while later, a FedEx package containing the DNA.
This is the Florida sequence here.
Tim Reed is a geneticist at TIGER. He pulls up some of the anthrax genetic code on his computer.
We're just scrolling through right now, and it looks like a lot of letters, A, G, C, and T.
The screen fills with genetic letters in bright green type. They look random, C, G, A, C, C, T. But then there's a strange stretch. It's like a key stuck on the keyboard. It goes A, 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 35 A's in a row. It turns out counting the number of A's here is one of the ways to tell anthrax samples apart, one way you might be able to finger a particular lab or let one off the hook. To test the idea, the team got its hands on four samples.
They were called A, B, C, and D to basically not put these labs under the spotlight from the press, give them a bit of protection.
Tim Reed won't go much further. He says this research was just a test to see if differences could be found. He won't discuss the implications.
Obviously, we're interested in finding the culprit.
But you don't want to speculate based on the research?
I certainly don't want to speculate on National Public Radio.
So here's someone who will.
It doesn't rule in, but it helps to rule out, which is, I know, a cautious answer. But from the look of it, it does narrow potential sources.
Martin Hugh Jones is an anthrax expert at Louisiana State University. He says you can rule out one sample because instead of having 35 A's, it has 37. But the other three match the Florida sample so closely, you'd have to keep them on the suspect list. Ron Atlas, president-elect of the American Society of Microbiology, says you can also infer something else here. There has always been a nagging possibility that the anthrax spores were not stolen from a lab, but that someone had taken them from an infected farm animal somewhere. But this paper looked at anthrax bacteria taken from a dead goat and found it didn't match the Florida anthrax at all.
It does not look from this study as if the anthrax came from the wild. It really does look like this can be traced back to the strain that was at Fort Detrick.
Fort Detrick, where the U.S. Army's biodefense lab is. That's where it all began. The anthrax strain used in the attacks was first isolated from a cow in 1981, then sent to the Army, which shared it with a number of labs. All of those labs are being investigated by the FBI. It's unclear how far the FBI will be able to get using the tools laid out in this paper, which is published in the journal Science. Of the test samples labeled A, B, C, and D, only one was eliminated. But back at TIGER, Claire Fraser, the company's president, was philosophical.
I think it's understandable that there's been a great deal of hope that science could provide all of the answers because we've now spent 7 months without any real leads, as far as I know, in terms of coming any closer to providing an answer as to who the perpetrator of this crime was. I think what we showed in this study was that science can move us along in the right direction. I think it's just unrealistic to expect that this preliminary study was going to provide all the answers.
Fraser says she's not even convinced that this paper rules out the possibility the anthrax could have been taken from the wild. Spores with a perfect match may still be in the ground somewhere. The FBI has organized a meeting of experts next week in Washington to decide what to do next. On the invite list are about a dozen FBI researchers and a dozen scientists from the outside. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.